I would say there is nothing really new in these conclusions. The final document does not directly mention a single country except Libya. Turkish Minister of Foreign Affairs, Cavusoglu, nevertheless expressed reservations about the sentence, "All foreign forces and mercenaries need to be withdrawn from Libya without delay." His push for delete foreign forces failed in the face of Egyptian resistance. I would say it is really cynical for Turkey and for Russia and for several others to reaffirm our commitment to refrain from interference in the conflict or in the internal affairs of Libya. During the discussion before, all sides repeated their calls for a withdrawal of foreign forces and mercenaries, the arms embargo, the December elections, and so on. But none of the burning issues were directly addressed. Like, who are those forces? Who are the embargo breakers? Who is delaying the preparations for the elections? UN Secretary General Guterres said in a video message correctly, the election timetable is in jeopardy.
The Associated Press said that a senior US official speaking on condition of anonymity said Russia and Turkey tentatively agreed behind closed doors to begin a process of removing foreign fighters. The official said the deal is not yet done, but they are prepared to discuss an incremental withdrawal of about 300 soldiers each. What do you make of that?
Yes, that's correct. There are ongoing US-driven talks in the background between Turkey, Russia, and others involved in the deployment of the Russian mercenaries in Libya. A withdrawal of 300 on each side would be quite symbolic. It would not change anything really on the military balance, but it would be a very positive sign. If in a later stage, in the next step, especially all the Syrians, but also the African mercenaries would be withdrawn from Libya, the offensive capabilities on the ground would be significantly reduced. This would be a signal that especially the Turkish-supported Operation Volcano gives up on a plan for a military solution for an attempt to take the oil crescent and the east by force. The LNA, on the other side, doesn't have any realistic offensive capabilities whatsoever to threaten Tripolitania anyway, at least as long as the Turks are in Libya. But regarding a final end state, a complete withdrawal of Turks and Russians is tied to each other and unlikely for the time being. So this is right now about lowering the military capabilities on both sides to end any kind of offensive thinking.
Speaking earlier Wednesday ahead of the conference, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, "We share the goal of a sovereign, stable, unified, secure Libya free from foreign interference. For that to happen," Blinken said, "national elections need to go forward in December, and that means urgent agreement is needed on constitutional and legal issues that would guide these elections. How feasible is that?"
The Secretary of State is very right, but the problem is that the talks about the constitutional basis for the elections and the legal issues are deadlocked. The Islamist-dominated High Council of State, the Muslim Brotherhood, and many influential clerics call for a referendum on the flawed draft constitution, knowing, but not saying, that this would make elections in December impossible. In the case of a quite likely rejection of the draft, the elections would be probably delayed for years. The same group of people is strictly against a direct presidential elections, I guess because they fear that none of their own candidates would have a chance to win. On the other side, the House of Representatives Chair Aguila Sali and many of his representatives, the High National Election Commission, and also many of the civilian society, especially in Tripoli, want to continue to the December elections with the amended constitutional declaration from 2011, which saved as a foundation, as a basis for the elections in 2012 and 2014. And they insist to have the presidential elections as direct elections by the populations. What is critical is that none of those who have a say in the way ahead towards the elections were represented in Berlin. Neither the Libya Political Dialogue Forum, nor the House of Representatives, nor the High Council of States, nor the influential clerics. So it is nice that everyone agreed in Berlin on holding elections in December, but the practical impact of this is unfortunately next to nil. The HOR and the High Council of State would agree to this easily.